This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean strike. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
This is a short segment, long segment coming up, and we've got Dr. Zelenko here with us that, again, out of everybody out there, he gets it more than anybody else we've talked to, and he's a medical doctor on top of it, and he trailblazed things they try to suppress that conservatively around the world have saved millions of people, including my dad, who didn't tell me he was sick with COVID when I got there, 82 oxygen, couldn't get up, looked like he was dead, blue, in the bed, looked like he was 90 years old instead of 71. And once he got on the things that Dr. Zelenko and Dr. Bartlett talked about, next day, again, he was 90% better. Incredible. And I know, I mean, I thought he was dead when I got there. If they had put him in the hospital, he'd have been dead. Sir, let's do this here. Let's tell people in the next 45 minutes what you're going to break down. I'd go longer than that. I know you would, too. I've got to go to a meeting right at 3 Central. I know you got to go, too. But what is it you want to hit when we come back in the next segment? Because I'm going to try to give you the floor to continue. And I think where you were already going when we hit the break was identifying this, admitting it to ourselves, and really coming to grips with the fact that we are in World War III. I totally agree with the way you put it. That's it.
Well, World War III is exactly that. And our response, we have to shift from peace footing to war footing. That includes the military tribunals. But more importantly, the way we approach life, the way we approach medicine, the way we approach time itself. We don't have time to spend 2, 3, 4 years doing research while millions of people die. We need to improvise on the ground like good Marines, you know. And you assess the situation, you change on the fly, and you try through trial and error different strategies until you find one that works. That's exactly what I did. In March of 2020, I had thousands, hundreds, probably thousands of sick patients with no treatment. What are you supposed to do? Let them die? The government was telling us to send them home. The government is still telling us. The NIH, as of today, tells you don't treat COVID, go home, then go to the hospital, and if the oxygen is less than 92, then you should be treated. That's a policy of a government that wants you to die. It's not a policy of a government that is consistent with evidence-based medicine. All the evidence shows that if you treat early, you reduce death by 85%. That's out of 600,000 dead Americans. We could have kept 510,000 home. Forget about going to the hospital and dying. So any policy that obstructs early pre-hospital treatment is a policy of death, is a policy of the Satan. And this is what our government is. And I'm sorry to say this, I have to be realistic and I have to protect humanity. And I feel I have to let the world know that we are being slaughtered by a few sociopathic, corrupt oligarchs and political and corrupt governments and false promises. And we need to stop listening to these people saying, no, I'm not going to let you kill me or my family and the people I love. No. And come to my house and try to put a shot into my arm. Let's see what happens to you. You'll get a different shot. The difference between us and Australia now, where they're building gulags already, and then turning people into quarantine facilities and putting ankle braces on people who don't want to take the shot, is that we have 450 million guns. And the government knows that. That's why Biden's administration hasn't sent in stormtroopers into each individual house forcing you to get this vaccine, because they know they're going to get shot.
And by the way, we've now confirmed they are calling the CDC people at their houses and admitting they have a database saying you're not vaccinated, you should take it. That is a total violation of people's health rights, isn't it?
It's a setup for a police state, forced vaccination, forced murder.
Absolutely. We're back in 60 seconds, and I want to back up what you're saying with just on its face evidence, prima facie evidence. That they're not just saying, oh, you're sick, go home and wait till we put you on a ventilator. Oh, they're trying to block the treatments, which we now know they know work, and they have the studies, and now they're creating clones of what Dr. Zelenko and others discovered. It's just incredible, ladies and gentlemen. This is World War III. This is the Great Reset. This is the world we know is being destroyed on its ashes, the Build Back Better program. People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with eight natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off it a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong. We are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support because it keeps us on the air. Said, we're simpatico on this. We're synced up because we're all living in the same world seeing the same thing. We've already proven they're poisoning us. We've already proven it doesn't work. We're already proven in their own documents they're doing it for authoritarian power and control. And the people running it, quote, meet in secret to discuss plans for global forced depopulation. That's Wall Street Journal. So I've been warning of this for 30 years. I've been on air 28, but I was involved politically before then because I learned about this reading history books, and I also had family that had done things and been places that knew about this. My mother's brother, who's dead now, worked in secret operations at the Pentagon and Iran-Contra and other things, and he told me all this. And my dad, they tried to recruit him and told him all this stuff at UT when he was in high school going to UT. So I grew up knowing this was the plan. Then I'm living it now. Okay, so I was blessed to have people in my family that knew about that and told me how, what was really going on. Okay? My dad didn't tell me until I came out with Endgame 14 years ago. He hadn't told me very much. My mother didn't know. She saw the film and said, David, this can't be this bad. He said, no, actually, that's what they said when I was 15 and went to UT, and they recruited me in one of the top test scores, and they admitted it all. So this has been a long-term plan. And they told my dad, they said, look, Hitler was bad. He went after one or two groups. We're going to go after everybody. And my dad's like, I'm getting out of this. They didn't tell him until he was 18 actually at UT. So that's how real this all is. My dad's a very private person, but I should get him on here to tell you all this. He sat there with the head of the UT Botany Department, Professor Speer, and he told him this to his face. So that's the real world. My mom's like, I remember having dinner with Speer when we went to UT. So that's the level my dad was at in this, and he got out of it. So Dr. Zelenko's here with us, but to me the biggest proof isn't just the science, the facts, the research, all the admissions, the skyrocketing heart attacks and blood clots that you predicted and others did. It's them trying to block hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and now trying to ration Regeneron and trying to do all this and then while secretly making it themselves and preparing drugs, I guess, for them. It's just but you said it on another show. Coming to grips with something this evil, this out of control, is hard for the average person because I'm I think a tough guy. I can barely handle it. You're obviously a smart, tough guy. I can see having trouble, but you're facing it. And I just, how do we get the general public that just has a normalcy bias to not be in Stockholm syndrome and come out of this? And then what do we do to oppose this? You said war footing is what's needed. So please tell us what a war footing is and speak to that, because this is the rest of our lives. This is the big war. This is a covert operation. They admit it, and we're in it right now. What do we do?
So I'm not trying to save everyone. What I believe is the equality of opportunity, not equality of outcome. That's the difference between capitalism and communism. In other words, I don't think everyone needs to survive. I think everyone needs to have all the information presented to them so they can make their own intelligent choices, use their consciousness and free will to choose. But in order to choose, you have to have all their information. So I've made it a mission in my life, no matter how much life I have left in me, to inform the world about a counter narrative so that people can make educated, intelligent decisions. And again, don't trust me. Verify everything that I'm saying. So, in other words, I believe that God is testing every single human being, and I think this is the test, that he's had enough of paganism, child sacrifice, idol worship, and what he's done is created a system where each individual human being is forced to make a binary choice. Are you going to bow down to the Creator? Are you going to bow down and ask him for salvation because he's making you every second as a gift? Happy birthday, Alex. He just made you. Or are you going to bow down to the false gods and the false promises and golden calf of the vaccine and these sociopaths and corrupt governments? Because if that's the angle you choose, then let them protect you. Let's see how that's going to work out for you. But ultimately, I think that that's the choice. It's in the individual. Carl Jung, the psychoanalyst, said that the moral degradation of a society begins with the degradation of the individual. By the opposite, you can learn out that the moral improvement of a society begins with the moral refinement of the individual. So I can't control what you, Alex, do, but I can control what I do, how I think, how I speak, and how I act, and how I respect God's creation by sanctifying life. And I think that is required on the individual basis to turn away from bad and to do good and live. That's the prescription of King David. He says it in the Psalms of David. Turn away from bad, which means stay away from the poison death shot. Don't live in fear. Don't live in isolation. Do good means take early treatment and prophylaxis if you're high risk, and you'll live. Do not give in or submit to the tyranny, because they are very astute at dividing us and making us believe that we're isolated. In reality, there's many, many more of us. We have more guns than them. They're afraid of the enemies, afraid of an informed public that will coalesce together and just turn around. Let me ask you, what would stop, why is it the one Nazi guard with a German shepherd and a machine gun could corral 2,000 Jews to their death in a gas chamber? And the answer is very simple, because they were able to demoralize and isolate and create fear in the psychology of the victims so that they had no resolve to fight back. What would it have taken for them to turn around and stomp this guard to death? There's 2,000 of them, there's one of him. So that's the key here. We could turn around and look the enemy into the eyes, I was going to curse, but say, no, we're not going to submit to your tyranny. You can go burn in hell. And you will burn in hell, in this world and in the world to come. Okay? You want to start a war? So let's start the war. Let's really start it. Let's stop playing games anymore. Let's bring it to the surface, and let's see which side is going to be left standing.
I agree. Let's talk about standing up, saying no. I think we have to fully identify it and not eat around the edges like Rand Paul or eat around the edges like others. We have to come, because I've talked to a lot of these guys behind the scenes. They know all this stuff. They're smart, too. But they just think the public can't handle it. The only thing that's going to save us is the truth. Isn't that right?
The truth is what leads to good decision-making. There are some people that are, you know, if you study biblical history, you'll see that only 20% of the Jews left Egypt. 80% chose to stay and die in slavery. And out of those 20% that left Egypt, 50% or so died in the desert. So only 1 out of 10 Jews were able to leave Egyptian slavery or slave mentality and make it to Israel or the redemptive thinking required to live in Israel. And I don't see it much different now. There's only around 10% of humanity that is capable of making the psychological transition from being a slave to man to being a servant of a God. I hope that number increases, and I do believe in the power of human choice, and I do believe that every single individual has the potential to turn away from bad and do good, and to choose to choose God. Now, is that Alexander Solzhenitsyn?
Yes, sir, it is.
I want to share a story from his book, Gulag Archipelago, which changed my life. I was going to say it before. I can't believe you brought him up. So he writes in his book, it's a 2,700-page scream at the horrors of what human beings are capable of doing. He survived Stalin's gulags. So he writes that Stalin wanted to build a canal from Moscow to another city. He used the gulag prisoners to do it. 400,000 died. Their corpses were entombed in the cement that were part of the canal. When the canal was finished, not one ship ever used it because it was too shallow. So the question was, why was this canal built? The answer was that 400,000 people should die.
Wow.
And that's what we're going through right now. People don't realize it. This is a process of people call it a culling, but I really think...
Hold on, Doctor, stay there. Heartbreaks with the satellites. Let's come back and get into that and talk about how they want us to worship them. The governor of New York said, I am your priestess and God talks to me and you are my disciples, and those that don't take the shot, they don't talk to God. Wow.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the Gulag Archipelago. Oh, how we burned in the camps later, wishing we would have stood up and fought, to paraphrase him. And yes, I never read the whole book, I'll be honest. It's heavy reading, but I have read probably 500 pages of it. I think I read, like, in college, a boiled-down version of it, a major amended or abridged version. But, Dr. Zelenko, you were here on the Alex Jones Show getting into the fact that Stalin built a system that, a canal that didn't work, because that was just the whole cover of working people to death, starving them to death. I mean, that's the plan. I mean, Lenin was asked, how many villagers do we kill? They're submitting, sir. They've surrendered. They want to. He just said, just kill half of them. I want fear. But like you said, it's a spiritual thing. And they sexually, Hitler would, this is in Nazi writings, it's not made up stuff about him, would sit there during the Eastern Front and go out to it by train and just stay up 20 hours looking through binoculars and telescopes at burning and bombing. He just loved death and loved it all. So for him, it was the journey was the destination. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah, the forces of evil derive this perverse pleasure in the destruction of the world, of humanity. Their hatred of themselves is so complete that they are willing to watch the entire world burn in order to quell their feelings of inadequacy of themselves because of other people. So in other words, if you look at the Bible, it's an interesting story. Cain and Abel, right? Two brothers, they both bring offerings to God. God chooses Abel's offering and not Cain's, right? So God set up a dominance hierarchy. We're not all equal, are we? So Cain got upset, right? So what did God do? He came to him and said, why are you depressed? Improve yourself, and I'll take your offering as well. What did he do? He killed the competition. He killed his brother. That's human history in a nutshell. In other words, instead of taking personal responsibility for your own character flaws, your own inadequacies, if something went wrong in your life, look inside yourself and improve yourself. Rather, it's much easier to blame the other person who is doing well and is working hard and is putting in the honest effort, because that person makes you look inadequate. So instead of working on yourself, you kill him. That's history in a nutshell. That's Bill Gates. So I really think that we do need military tribunals where these animals are brought to justice, and there should be a trial, and once they're found for guilty of capital murder, crimes against humanity, genocidal crimes, they should be hung or shot or executed, and their corpses should be left as an example for future aspiring despots and wannabe tyrants, that this is going to happen to you as well.
I agree with you that historically tyrants have lost over and over again, so that now they've come up with a sophisticated hidden plan, and I agree they need to know that humanity is getting on a war footing. I think they know that. I mean, I think their plan was going well at first, but that's how all these big conquests go. But the deeper they get in, the more they push, and the fact that people now know that long before the shots even started, we all predicted, you and others could see, that they would then blame the unvaccinated. More and more people aren't buying this, and it doesn't look like the censorship is working like they thought. If you had to score this as a macabre football game or sporting event or boxing match with 12 rounds, where would you say the forces of pro-humanity, pro-God are versus the forces like the governor of New York that says, I'm God, you're my disciples, God tells me what to do, if you don't do what I say, you're against God. I mean, how do we fight this cult?
By destroying it. and you destroy it by first adhering to principles of truth, of self-refinement and accepting monotheism and realizing that it requires a little humility. No one has God in their pocket. No one could say, I know what God wants. No religion, no... Whenever I hear any institution say, I know exactly what God wants, I always stay away from them. We could say, I think that this is what God wants. I'm not God's accountant. I don't know for sure. But we can...
It's very blasphemous. Anybody saying they know what God wants, they're saying they're God. I mean, they're saying, listen to me, I'm God.
Yeah. So, you know, Pharaoh from... in the Bible, used to hide the fact that he was a human being by going to defecate by the Nile River early in the morning so people wouldn't see him defecate because he wanted the God illusion. So that's all despots are always trying to hide their so-called humanity and appear
Hitler
to be.
Hitler was the same, taking 6-7 showers a day and sneaking off to go to the bathroom. That's a fact. And we see that a lot, don't we, with these types?
I mean, these are perversion to the ultimate extreme. Because what is the opposite of perversion? Which is to align all your drives and all your God-given gifts with the will of God, including sex, including the lust for power. All that could be sublimated and used in a divine purpose. What real perversion is people taking their base qualities and refusing to refine them and using them as an instrument of evil, of getting their name known over that of the name of God. See, I don't care if the world knows my name or not. It's not about me. I wouldn't mind if God's name is sanctified because of perhaps my life, but it's not about me at all. Actually, the more I get myself out of the picture, the more useful and effective I become. So that's the difference between a true spiritual, let's say, healthy approach, a leader, versus a cult leader. Because a true spiritual leader, what he tries to do, or she tries to do, is connect you to God by getting themselves out of the way. There's nothing more pleasurable for a true leader to see his students prosper without the leader's influence.
In other words,
I want my students to become leaders. I want my children to become leaders.
And then take care of us later. That's what we're supposed to do, is empower the next generation to take care of us. They do the same, and we have a family.
You know, I saw a T-shirt, be nice to your kids. They choose your nursing home. But
exactly.
The despots and the cultists amongst us, what they like to do is not connect you to or free you so that your soul becomes a free-flying birdie and is able to connect to the Creator without them, but rather make you codependent on them for everything. And that's what we're seeing happening now. It's a fight between two mentalities, two systems that can't coexist. There's the God mentality, there's the drive within us to live in a God consciousness way and to experience true freedom. Because when you put on the yoke of heaven, you take off the yoke of your own insecurities, your own inadequacies, and that of the opinions of other people.
Oh, absolutely. The more I align myself with God and make myself get out of the way, the freer I am, and the more I understand it. It's like, this is ridiculous. Why don't the Satanists know this? The power and the freedom of getting aligned with God is incredible.
There's a saying that I don't know if I thought of it, but it makes sense to me, that there's only one type of free person in the world. And that's someone who chooses, the operative word here is chooses, to be a slave to God.
Absolutely. Whereas Satan, the serpent, tricks you into it and thinking you're going to be God, you become a slave.
That's the interesting nuance, the irony of it.
All right, final segment. This is amazing. I want to come back with the Joe Rogan clip, and I want to tell people about ZStackLife.com. This is something Big Brother didn't want you to know about, and I'm 100% behind it. ZStackLife.com. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going for 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days. 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months. Very popular. Twice as strong as Knockout. Probably too strong for some people. Totally different formula. Down and Out is back in stock. 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Breath Crystal Iodine Survival Select 2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar, and I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I've always had a sixth sense for danger. And as I've gotten older, it's gotten stronger. I pay attention to it. But now it's 1,000 times what it's ever been. I use the Lord of the Rings analogy when Bilbo Baggins has that elf sword. When goblins are near, it starts shining blue. Well, it's white hot blue right now, and you can see it all. And a lot of people subconsciously, I believe, know this is bad, know they're being attacked, and so they internalize that fear and aren't sure why, but then consciously, under Stockholm Syndrome, mass Stockholm Syndrome, bow down to their abusers, even though deep down they know the truth. And then they also demonize people like Dr. Bartlett, where they've been attacking nationwide, Howard Stern attacked him, and saying, oh, he's just doing that for money when he recommends a online pharmacy site that he has nothing to do with so people can get ivermectin and budesonide and things. That's evil, but I'm of this thought. I'm like, why doesn't Dr. Bartlett write a book and become more successful? He's already advisor to multiple governors. Why are we ashamed that we have businesses and we help people and we sell good products? I want somebody that sells good cars, good medicine, good food, good clothing. But you see, that, oh, good people, we're not supposed to even have our thing in the marketplace of ideas. So I'm really glad that Dr. Zelenko doesn't let the system intimidate him, and he did this really out of need because nobody else was doing it. He came out with the Z-Stack. It's a specifically formulated supplement that includes zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. And quercetin, again, does the same thing as those dreaded things that the system's been attacking. Formulated by Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, the world-renowned doctor that President Trump credited with his successful early treatment protocol and his decision to take hydroxychloroquine. And he reached out to us and said, hey, would you like to do an affiliate program? And it's been great. Listeners are checking it out. It is a great product, ZStackLife.com. And I think everybody should get it. You should stockpile it. You should share it with family that doesn't know what's going on, because this is good for your health, period. ZStackLife.com/Alex and order today. ZStackLife.com/Alex there on ZStackLife.com. But regardless, get prepared, get ready. And that's my next question up for you, Doctor. With all these people with the blood clots and all the rest of it and the heart attacks increasing and the antibody enhancement syndrome and all this, a lot of people call me, not a lot, tons call me and email me and ask me on the street, ask next time Zelenko's on or one of those other great doctors, I took the shot or my wife did, we didn't know, what do we do? And I know you can't do medicine from afar, I'm not a doctor, I can't, but I just, what do I say, sorry, can't help you, or is there a way to detox, or we just don't know enough yet?
I think the answer is yes to everything you just said, but there are tactics that will help somewhat, and depends where you are after the shot. Within the first 3 months, the main threat to your life is blood clots. But obviously, it would make sense to take blood thinners during that period of time. So either aspirin or the more advanced blood thinners, especially if you have a blood clotting predisposition or you're pregnant. But that risk of blood clots fades after 3 months. And I know that because we're not really seeing blood clots after 3 months. We're seeing other problems, but not blood clots. Now, the antibody enhancement concern is a real concern, but there is a way to deal with it, I think, intelligently. And just because someone has a bomb inside them, and that's exactly what you have if you took the shot, you've made bomb antibodies that are in you, but it doesn't mean that they have to detonate. And if you understand the triggers of the detonation, you can have strategies to avoid setting off your bombs. And one obvious answer is don't make any more bombs. In other words, don't take any more shots. Don't take boosters. If you made a mistake once, don't do it twice. I mean, that's obvious. But besides that, if you already have those bombs in you, then you have to understand that it's another viral infection of similar enough to the antibodies that you have, that if those antibodies recognize that virus and they come together, sets off a nuclear reaction that kills you. And so the only way to avoid that is not to get another viral infection. So you can ask me, well, how are you going to do that? Well, again, the answer is don't take another shot. It's not going to help you. What you really need to do is take prophylaxis or prevention. In other words, if I have a 10-year-old patient that got the shot, that 10-year-old patient in my mind has the same risk of dying as a 95-year-old nursing home resident. And so I would treat that 10-year-old in an aggressive prophylactic way in order to prevent them from getting another viral infection of similar etiology. Or if they do get it, I would treat them aggressively, extremely early, not to let those antibodies destroy the person. We do this all the time with strep A. Strep A is always treated with antibiotics because if the immune system treats strep A, it also attacks the hearts of children, causing rheumatic fever. So heart disease. So in order to protect the hearts of children, we don't want your immune reaction to take care of it. We want the antibiotics to take care of it in the context of strep A. And the same concept when it comes to these viral infections, I do not want your immune system to trigger its pathologic antibodies and kill you. I rather use antiviral drugs to prevent you from getting
it. So, I mean, I'm a layperson, but that's what I just said on air myself, is if this vaccine basically creates a spike protein similar to the virus and we're worried about that, well, you don't want to come in contact with new viruses. That's what could trigger this. You don't want to be able to replicate. So the answer is everything that's already healthy, that's essential, vitamin D, zinc, all those type of things, sunshine, air, clean water, you're washing your hands, all of that would then contribute to you not detonating the bomb.
Well, having a healthy immune system, having a good bulletproof vest is important. But it's also important not to get shot in the head and take proper precautions. And so you have the right machine gun also, that if the enemy comes near you, you destroy it. So it's multifaceted, the approach to stay alive. But the key, by the way, it's not the spike proteins that do the harm over time. The spike proteins will fade after 3 to 6 months. The concern is that antibodies produced because of the spike proteins. You see, those spike proteins trigger the immune response that make the antibodies that sit in you forever and do the damage.
Spike sure, so the next long. Time you come in contact with a virus, or what is it then?
That's right. Next time you come, let's go back to 1960. We gave kids RSV vaccine. They made RSV antibodies. Then when the kids met RSV virus in the world, they died. So it's the viral trigger.
Well, here's my next question, and I've got a meeting I got to go to at 3, but let's just do the final segment. This is too important. We've got 3 minutes to break. From other doctors I've talked to and people that have predicted what's coming next, and I think you said similar things, but don't put words in your mouth. How are they going to cover up the antibody enhancement syndrome? What are they going to blame that on? Obviously, they planned all this out. So thinking logically, like Sherlock Holmes would do or Dr. Zelenko would do, how are they going to cover up this mass die-off that's obviously coming, and we already see a lot of death happening? How are they going to do that?
Well, they're going to blame you and me because we didn't take the vaccine. And they're going to say that we're the ones that are spreading the infection. So a few questions. First of all, if you're vaccinated, why are you afraid of the virus? You're vaccinated, right? So number one. Number two, can you tell me why vaccinated people have higher levels of virus when we check them than unvaccinated? And the answer is it's the vaccinated people themselves that are much more prone to getting infections, much more prone in spreading infections, and they're the source of the evolutionary pressure to make more strains and more lethal strains. So it's the vaccinated population that is the driving force for the upcoming death.
Doctor, I know it's premeditated. I read the document, so have you. But you're right. It's still a gamble. Not the vaccine, but a gamble doing this to us, because the wheels are coming off. People are finding out. They may have dumbed down people that don't see it, but anybody that's even halfway smart is going to see what's going on. How the hell are they going to get away with this? The answer is no, right?
I hope they get away by being swung in a rope at the head.
But I guess it just goes, we try to project intelligence onto really evil people, and some do have it. But isn't it really, like you said, it's a desire, like a hunger. They want to do this because they're jealous of free people.
Yeah, they somehow think that their lives will be better when there's less people in the world and they have some artificial sense of power over robots and slaves.
That's it. You've absolutely nailed it, unlike any other guest we've got. And I'm not kissing your rear end here, Doc. It's true. You know what you're talking about. People can get your great product at ZStackLife.com. It's all the great essential stuff for your body and has the quercetin in it. Get it at ZStackLife.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I played happy country music and rock and roll and folk stuff here on air because I was a happy guy. Oh, we were going to beat the globalists. They never actually pull the trigger. Now I play epic operatic music because it's the only thing fits just how much trouble we're in. But as Dr. Zelenko said, it's the big test of humanity. So in closing, sir, you said a lot of powerful stuff about being on a war footing and where we are. But in closing, how do we turn this around? How do we push this back? How do we make sure that before billions are dead, we're able to start reversing this and bring these criminals to justice?
Well, we need like-minded generals like Joe Rogan and people that have platforms like him that could broadcast the truth. I mean, these are independent thinkers, heroes, and sort of inspirations of mine, actually, in many ways. And I really hope that they think carefully through the narrative and look through the facts and then use their beautiful platforms to inform the public, because that's the key here. This is an information war. This is a narrative war. Enemies of humanity have
And Doc, this is too important. As much as I love your dog, I want to get this out because this is powerful. I'm going to make a promo video with this. So what type of dog do you have? I love dogs too.
I have a golden doodle. Should I bring him in or out, or what should I do?
Do whatever you like, but I want you to be able to restart and recap what you were just saying. Yeah, be sure. Take a minute and put the labradoodle away. He loves daddy. We know that. Because I want to be able to start over what he's saying about Joe, because Doc doesn't know it, but I was asking that question. Well, I guess he probably can figure it out. I just told him I'm doing a promo. So here we go. Oh, my God, I love labradoodles. See, my French bulldog, there it is. My French bulldog died few years ago. He was 12, and then me and my wife been arguing about what type of dog to get. I think we're settling on a Labradoodle. Wow, Doc, that's awesome. What's your dog's name?
Mishka means teddy bear in Russian.
Oh, Mishka. So cute.
He's a good prop. So listen.
Go ahead and start over, Doc, with what you were saying about what we need to do. That was key.
Listen, we need generals. We need people with platforms like Joe Rogan and other people like that who are free-thinking spirits but don't buy into the false narrative and are able to kind of dig out the truth themselves, and they have the trust of the people. So this is the key here. This is a narrative war. The enemies of humanity have control over the social media. They have a head start, social media and mainstream media, but we can catch up. And a little truth, a little light, dispenses a lot of darkness. So I plead on people like Joe and Rogan and other people with platforms to wake up, join, coalesce together as an army of truth speakers and say no to these animals and these despots and save as many people as we can with spreading the truth. Humanity, the soul of humanity is at stake here. It's time to wake up and it's time to rise up. Don't be complacent. This is World War III. This is the call of our generation. And I promise you, at the end of your days, when you're lying, when Rogan is lying on his deathbed, when he's 120, and he realizes that his platform was used to spread the truth to millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of people, that will be a good, good thing for him in his relationship with God and for all of us.
Beautifully said, Dr. Zelenko. Thank you so much, and God bless you, and we really appreciate you. Anytime you can come back on, to keep chronicling things, please join us. Have a great weekend.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Well, that was extremely powerful, and I was going to play a clip of some of these NBA players who are, like, more eloquent than I am. In fact, some of these NBA players are, like, one of these guys is, like, the most eloquent person I've ever heard speak on these shots and what's happening. So I was going to get to that. We already played some a few days ago. There's more coming out. There's more. And I'm like, wow, these are definitely leaders we need. These should be senators. These should be presidents. Not because they're black, but because the way they lay it out is the best I've heard. So we've got Owen Schroyer about to take over in the war room. I'm going to come in here tomorrow with Dr. Fleming, who's going to be in studio with us doing a whole presentation. He's got all the documentation on how they're killing us and how it's premeditated and where it's all going and how to stop them. So we're going to be shooting from like 11 to 3 tomorrow. I look forward to air at 5 or so. Some people get mad when the Saturday shows don't happen at 5. Hey, it's a skeleton crew. We're doing it on our own then. And, you know, by that, we don't have, like, the satellites and all the other stuff. And so we're going to have him in studio, and it's going to be powerful. And I'm going to shoot some special reports tomorrow as well. But I got to tell you, everything Zelenko said today was even more powerful than usual. And we need to take this information and turn it into promos. We need to get it out. All of you that are taking clips out of the show, you know who you are. Great job. The crew's doing a great job. And as long as I cannot get over-revved and over-focused here, we're going to win this thing. And yes, it's going to be rough, but it's going to get rough anyway. So you might as well just not, you know, lay down and let them chew your guts out at their leisure, but give them one hell of a fight. And it's that process that's going to bring us into the future spiritually and on the third dimension for our children and their children. But yes, I've had to come to grips with the fact that people have asked me with the news you've seen out there about default judgments and all this stuff. And like, oh, how are you taking it? They want to shut you down. You don't get a jury trial. They're already injected millions of people with something that's designed to slowly kill them. And I use the Star Trek Wrath of Khan thing because that's actually one of the better Star Treks. I don't like most Star Trek, but I like that one. I like some of the old 60s movies. Those are, you know, TV shows. I like the vintage stuff for comedy stuff. I love Captain Kirk, William Shatner. But Wrath of Khan, where Spock knows that when the bomb goes off, it's going to blow up the ship, their engines are out. And so he goes down there and kills himself to save everybody. Because somebody's got to go in there and do it. And I'm not like Mr. Hero doing that. I'm not going to watch my kids sit there and get fed on by this. I'm not going to just roll over to this and then watch all these other men sit there and do nothing while this happens. I mean, I always thought I would go get other men to wake up and take action. And that's happened to a certain extent. But then more and more I get pushed in a leadership position, which I don't even want. But I'll tell you this, I'm not backing down. I'm not shutting up. In fact, I'm stronger with all these attacks and these lies and the horrible things they've done to me that I won't even tell you on air. But it's painful. But, man, those wounds literally took me up multiple levels. And I got God's plan now. I've got a lot bigger eyeball on it than I used to. I always loved God, but now I've got a lot bigger understanding of it, and I just want to know more. But I also am fleshly. I don't like pain, and I don't like bad things happening, and I don't like physical things happening, and I don't like the horrible persecution that goes on against my family and things. But that's okay, because somebody's going to stand against these people. And I know you as an audience of activists, you burn with that same desire for justice as I do, and I love you, and I want to thank you for keeping us in attack formation, for keeping us on the attack against these bullies and this scum, and that they fear us and they hate us and they don't know what to do because we love God. So I don't attack these people because I hate them. I fight them because I love my family, to paraphrase a famous philosopher that said, we don't fight for the evil in front of us. We don't fight because we hate it. We fight because those of us that understand it know that we have to fight for our children and others behind us. So we don't fight because of who we hate in front of us. We fight for those we love behind us, and that's what it comes down to. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a T-shirt, get a book, get a film, get our great sleep aid that's now back in stock, 50% off, Down and Out, which is even stronger than Knockout, but it's in stock too, 50% off. And we've got all these other great products like the greens capsules from Sprouts that are so good for your body, so many vitamins and minerals, but also clean out your guts. It's going to sell out in a couple of days. It's still 50% off, and that's what allows our operation to stay on air. But the most important thing is to continue to pray for the broadcast and to spread the word about the broadcast, because that's the key currency I'm after, is to reach new people and to reach out to new folks. And you've changed the world doing it. You are the hardcore brigades of men, women, and children, every race, color, and creed, who are one race with red blood that love God, fighting these monsters. So we're going to end the transmission and play this Joe Rogan piece with the swearing cut out. It's not as powerful, but that's posted on his Instagram. If you want to see it, share it. This is the American way. This is what it's all about. And we've got Joe to come, almost completely into the light now, and others are as well, because they see how real this is, and they have the courage to fight. And so it's on. So thank you all for what you've done. You've changed the world, and the fight against tyranny has just begun. Here's the Joe Rogan piece.
As soon as you give politicians power, any kind of power that didn't exist previously, if they can figure out a way to force you into carrying something that lets you enter businesses or lets you do this or lets businesses open, historically, they are not going to give that power up. They find new reasons to use power. We have to protect those freedoms at all costs, whether you agree with people's choices or not, because it is the foundation that this country was founded on. Freedom. This idea of freedom, there's so many people that think it's frivolous, it's not important, it's not the main thing that we should be focused on, but it is the literal structure that allows this country to be so amazing. Every single country that's ever existed other than the United States, up until 1776, every fucking country that has ever existed was run by dictators. Of them. This is the first experiment in self-government that actually worked, and it created the greatest superpower the world's ever known. It created the greatest cultural machine, the greatest machine of art and creativity and innovation right in here. And how did it do that? It did it through freedom. And as soon as you see something, anything that comes along and inhibits your freedom, you should be very cautious of that. You should be very suspicious. Because anything that comes along that can inhibit your freedom is, by definition,
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.